We're continuing our coverage of the primary elections on the morning show on the Ideas Network. Good morning. I'm John Munson. Today we'll focus on Congressional District 7, which covers all or part of 20 counties in northwestern and central Wisconsin. That's a pretty big piece of real estate. This week we'll talk with two Democrats facing off for the chance to run against a sitting Republican Congressman, Sean Duffy. You'll hear these candidates across the Ideas Network here on the morning show and on Central Time. We've invited candidates in contested primaries across the state ahead of the August 14th vote. Do you live in Congressional District 7? What issues do you face that you want a representative to take to Washington? Let us know at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. This morning we're talking with Margaret Ingebretson. She's a 24-year veteran of the United States military. She retired from the military. She was a union electrician and train dispatcher and worked as a corrections officer before earning her law degree. Ingebretson faces Brian Ewart in the Democratic primary for Congress in District 7. Margaret is in our Superior studios along with me this morning. Margaret, thanks for coming in and joining me today.
You bet, John.
Oops, let me turn your microphone on first. There we go.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
So why? Tell us why you're running for Congress.
I'm running for Congress because after the 2016 elections, I had time to think about it because I was recovering from surgery at the time. And I just looked at the direction that the Republicans and President Trump wanted to take our country, and it deeply concerned me. So I decided to get involved, and so I joined the Polk County Democratic Party. I had never belonged to a party before, and became actively engaged. I'm very concerned about the state of our democracy, so that is what prompted me.
So we just talked a little bit about your background in the introduction. How do you think that prepares you for the job of going to Washington, D.C. and advocating for people in the 7th Congressional District?
Well, while I was living my life thus far, I never, you know, had thought about running for office. But after the elections of 2016, I looked back and I thought, you know, all those years in the military and all the different people I've met and the skills I've gained and the education I got from the University of Wisconsin system and the different careers I've had as an electrician, being involved in unions, and just the breadth of experience I have, I realized that that would be very useful as a member of Congress, because they deal with so many different aspects of American life, society, and laws. So I think I'm very well positioned to go to Congress.
You're running against Brian Ewart in the Democratic primary. Let's talk for a moment about what separates the two of you. How do you differentiate yourself from Brian Ewart?
Well, while Brian and I share a lot of common values, we're both Democrats, of course, we come from very different backgrounds, and so consequently we have different perspectives, and we will approach the policies and the job of a Congress member differently. So, for example, we have a very big difference on health care. I believe that we're in a healthcare crisis. This is the number one thing that people talk to me about, in regardless of party. People are so concerned they can't afford it. So after I, you know, studied the issue and talked to a lot of folks, we need to transition to a single-payer Medicare for All public health insurance program that guarantees everyone their coverage, and it covers you from the time you're born till the time you die. Now, Brian wants to stay with the Affordable Care Act structure and open up a Medicare buy-in option on the exchanges. I view that as only a first step. We've got to bring down health care costs in this country, and we are spending so much on the administrative end alone that you know, though, if we phase out the private health insurance industry, that will cover Medicare for all.
800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We're talking with Margaret Engebretson, who is running in the Democratic primary for the 7th Congressional District in the state of Wisconsin. It covers a vast portion of northwestern Wisconsin and central Wisconsin. It's a huge piece of geography. We'd like to know what you want to know from a candidate for Congress. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Margaret, you mentioned health care as being a big issue for you. Is that the biggest challenge facing the people in the 7th Congressional District, do you think? Or if not, what is?
Well, there are many, I'll have to say. But I think health care is the number one because it's so personal. And it, you know, this ties in also with wages in the 7th. A lot of people are unable to get jobs that provide a living wage. And, you know, because of our current health care system, we rely on our employers to provide our health insurance. So these things are intertwined. But health care is absolutely number one. We have a lot of small businesses. We have farmers. And we are struggling out there. I was a small business owner, and I've talked to several others. One of the issues facing them is that after paying for their own insurance on the exchanges, which some of them can barely afford, they can't afford to hire employees because they can't afford to pay for their health insurance. So we need to really disengage health care from employers so that small businesses can grow and thrive and employees have more stability and mobility.
So how are the challenges facing the 7th District different than other parts of the state? Is it because we're so much more rural up here? I mean, there's a lot of empty space in the 7th Congressional District.
Well, there's a few things going on here. One unfortunate thing is that rural areas, it's largely rural, we have been essentially left behind and left to die on the vine out here in lots of the parts of the district. After the 2008 financial crash, you know, rural areas get hit the hardest, and we are the slowest to recover, and we still haven't recovered yet. So because we rely so much on private industry, we're at the whim of corporations to invest in us. And so what we really need are public funds brought to the 7th Congressional District in the form of infrastructure, broadband, rail lines, roads, so that people are drawn to the 7th or can remain in the 7th to build a business so they can access, you know, the state markets, national markets, and the global economy in general.
There are a lot of conversations these days about national security. Can you give us your approach on that issue?
Well, I think one of the things that's going on here is that the hyper-politicization of our military and funding of our national security system. So, and both political parties, Democratic and Republican, do this, but we are ignoring or shortchanging other aspects of national security. So while I completely agree with having a well-funded, well-trained, well-equipped military, we need to focus more energy and resources and expertise into diplomacy and development because we live in a global economy and a global world. We must, you know, regulate and equal out these three aspects of national security. And quite frankly, the policy of the current administration under Trump has been a zero-sum bullying stance that harms our relationships with other nations, whether they be allies or not. And, you know, we need to have good relations so that we can negotiate on trade and combat climate change, for example. I mean, all of these things work together. And going around and saying it's our way or the highway is completely counterproductive to that.
Republican Sean Duffy has represented the district since 2010. Tell us how you would do a better job than he's doing.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a representative in Mr. Duffy that has been pretty much absentee. So he got elected and he went to Washington, and he has focused a lot of his energies pursuing bills and policies that benefit his big donors. And another thing, his loyalty is to one man, the president, Mr. Trump, instead of to his constituents. And what we need is a representative that will come home to the district, talk to people, listen to people, and fight for the resources we need here. I hear this everywhere I go. Where is he? What is he doing for us? And it is a common complaint. He does town halls. We get short notice. Some people never hear at all. It's during the workday. People can't make it. He goes there and the questions that are asked, if he doesn't like them, he won't answer them. Sometimes he scolds his constituents. And this is so divisive and harmful to our district. So I will, you know, maintain a relationship with the people of the district, regardless if they voted for me or not, because I will represent everyone in the district, okay, not just chosen few.
All right. Margaret Ingebrigtsen, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming in here and joining us this morning. I appreciate the visit. Margaret Ingebrigtsen is a Democratic candidate for Congress in District 7 that covers in whole or part 20 counties in northwestern and central Wisconsin. She faces Brian Ewart in the Democratic primary on August 14th. The winner of that race will go head-to-head with incumbent Republican Congressman Sean Duffy. You can hear more interviews with candidates for office across the Ideas Network, and you can find all of our election and politics coverage at wpr.org/ballot. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.